Good morning. Welcome to worship on this beautiful Sunday morning as we gather in God's house, as God's people, to unite our hearts and our voices in prayer. It's in worship together. It's my joy to welcome all of you. It's my joy to welcome everyone who's joining us on the radio as we join our hearts, in one mind, in one spirit, to worship and praise our wonderful God. So let us stand and sing our opening hymn number 369, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Turn and welcome one another in the Spirit of Christ. Invite the adults to be seated and invite the boys and girls forward for a special time with Miss Kelly.
Hi, guys. There's not many kids today, is there? It's just us. How many of you all think you're kids and would like never got the opportunity to come up and sit? Feel free. Anybody who wants to come, you know, this is your big day. You don't get this opportunity often. That's okay. You can sit there. See, we have a few more. Nice. So today, we're going to have a little visit. And how do you communicate with one another? What's one of the ways you can communicate?
Talk.
Talk. That's a good one. What's another way you can communicate with each other?
Smoke signals.
He must be a Boy Scout. Silly Scouts. Isn't it Scout time around here? What are other ways you can? Lala, do you know what are ways? When you want to talk to your grandma, what do you do? Do you call her?
Telephone.
You pick her up and you call her. Sometimes you might email somebody. Or the other thing. What's this? What am I doing right here? What am I doing?
Texting.
Texting. That's what you do. So what do you do when you want to talk to God? What do you do? What?
Pray.
Pray. Well, how do you pray? Anybody got any ideas? How do you pray? Okay, I'm going to let you pray since you said it. Exactly. I need you to see his face. That is what happens when people are asked to pray because it's a big deal. And it's kind of a personal conversation with God. And sometimes everybody gets really nervous because it needs to be big and special and all the right words. But you know what? That's not the truth. You just talk. You just say, hey, God, I'm having a great day today. Thanks for coming along with me. Or you say, God, I'm having a really tough time. It doesn't have to be in a special place, but it sure can be. You don't have to get down on your knees, but you can. You don't have to fold your hands, but you can. When you say your prayers at night and your mom and dad help you, that's them teaching you how to pray that way. In Sunday school, they talk about praying a lot, don't they? That's a big deal in Sunday school. That's what you're kind of, some of the things you're learning. But what it's really about is being comfortable talking to God because he's right there with you all the time. You can pick up the phone and call your grandma. And sometimes I need to talk to my grandma. Right? That's true, Lala. Sometimes you just got to talk to your grandma, don't you? And sometimes you just got to talk to God. No matter what you're doing, good, bad. And it is a big deal when somebody asks you to pray in front of a whole bunch of people and everybody gets all nervous. But you just pray. You just talk. It's just a conversation. But it's one of the most important conversations we will ever have because God wants to be our buddy and our friend because he loves us, right? And I promise I won't make you pray out loud in the microphone. I swear. You should see his faces. They're awesome. I wish y'all had a camera down here. So we're going to pray, and I'm going to do it, but we're just going to talk, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. Thank you for walking alongside us, and thank you for making it so easy for us to just talk to you and be with you, and for you to always, always be with us. Amen. Thanks, guys.
P.S. Help to get us up.
Thank you, Kelly, and thank you, boys and girls of all ages, for our children's time this morning. It's a joy to welcome all of you to worship today. Invite you to fill out the Connect card in your bulletin to let us know you're there. There's some ways that you can serve in the life of the church or communicate with us, and we invite you to take advantage of that on the Connect card. This evening, we're hosting an ice cream social at 6 p.m. out on the lawn, so bring your lawn chairs and Bring your appetite and come enjoy a wonderful evening of food and fellowship there, of ice cream and fellowship. Then Wednesday evening, the Ministerial Alliance is helping to kick off Old Glory Days with a new offering, a patriotic hymn sing and worship time. It'll be at 7 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church on the corner of 3rd and Franklin. And everyone is invited to come and give thanks for all the blessings that we enjoy as Americans together. Then we're going to have a booth on the square for Old Glory Days. Fred McAllister and his team are putting that together. If you would like to help in the booth, or if you would like to provide cookies for the booth, there's a spot on the Connect card to volunteer for that. Through the month of June, we are collecting underwear for students in need in the Clinton School District. We're getting a good little collection, so thank you to everyone who's brought underwear, but it's not too late. We'll continue to collect, and thank you for helping provide for kids right here in our own community. We want to say congratulations to Stephanie and Matt Cox on the birth of Barrett Matthew Cox this past Tuesday. We also want to send our congratulations to Reverend Elroy Hines and his wife, Marilyn. Reverend Hines is a former pastor of this church, and he and Marilyn are celebrating 60 years of marriage. If you'd like to send a card to them, we encourage you to do that. You can stop by the church office, and they have a copy of their address in Lee Summit so that you can send a card for them. We want to keep several folks in our church in prayer. Don Turner is in Golden Valley Hospital dealing with infection, so please pray for Don. Arnie Drendel has moved into rehab at Westwood, so keep Arnie in your prayers. Saren Duncan will have another round of chemo this week, so keep Sarah in your prayers. And then keep Carl and Karen Erickson in your prayers. Carl is in the final stages of life, and death is near, and so we just pray for prayers for he and for Karen. So now let us go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for this beautiful day, and we give thanks for the opportunities that come with the new day, opportunities to love, opportunities to grow, opportunities to serve, opportunities to gather together in worship, to lift our hearts and voices in praise and worship and celebration to you. Lord, today we throw open the doors of our hearts. We invite the winds of your Holy Spirit to blow with freshness and life and joy into the corners of our heart. Lord, where there is darkness, we pray that you would bring light. Lord, where there is brokenness, we pray that you would bring healing. Lord, where there is discouragement, we pray that you would bring hope and joy and new beginnings. Lord, we just invite you to truly be the Lord of our lives so that all that we do, all that we say, all that we think, all that we are, would honor and glorify you. All of this we pray in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As the ushers come to wait upon us for our tithes, gifts, and offerings, we're blessed to have special music by Phyllis Lucas.
Somebody's down to their last dime. Somebody's running out of time. Not too far from here. Somebody's got nowhere else to go. Somebody needs a little. Somebody's got nothing left to lose. Not too far from here. Somebody's forgotten how to trust. And somebody's dying for love. Not too far from here. It may be a stranger's face, but I'm praying for grace to move in me and take away the fear. 'Cause somebody's hurting not too far from here. Help me, Lord, not to turn away from pain. Help me not to rest while those around me weep. Give me your strength and compassion. When somebody finds the road of life too steep, somebody's troubled and confused, somebody's got nothing left to not too far from here. Somebody's forgotten how to trust, and somebody's dying for love. Not too far from here. Now I'm letting down my guard, and I'm opening my heart. Help me speak your love to every
And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Thank you, Phyllis, very, very, very much. You'll find the outline for today's message in your bulletin. You'll also find some daily Bible verses and some daily prayer focuses for the week to come. And I invite you to take advantage of those. A group of pastors met together each week for a time of fellowship and study. And this particular week, as they were meeting together, there happened to be a telephone repairman working on a broken line, a troubled line there in the office as they were meeting. And the subject for the day was prayer. And as the pastors were talking, the conversation turned to the most meaningful and most effective way for each of them to pray. And the first pastor shared that the most effective and most powerful way for him to pray was for him to be at home in his rocking chair with a little candle lit on the table next to him to remind him of God's presence. He said, there in my rocking chair with my candle, that focuses my prayer. The second pastor said, well, for me, it's in the sanctuary of my church. That's where my prayers are most meaningful and most effective. He said, when I'm there in the sanctuary, I go kneel at the altar rail and I look up at the cross. And I feel close to God and I feel the power of God. And I feel like that focuses my prayer. Well, the third pastor said, well, for me, it's being out in nature. It's walking in the woods. There in the middle of God's creation, he said, I just feel close to God. And my prayers seem most focused and most effective there. Well, through this whole conversation, the repairman had been listening. And so at this point, he couldn't resist. And he popped up from behind the desk where he was working. And he said, well, I may not be a pastor or a preacher, but for me, the most powerful and most effective place I ever prayed was dangling from a power pole 40 feet in the air. Different things focus our prayers in different ways. Prayer can be a powerful part of our lives. It can draw us closer to God. It can help us bring God's power to the lives of people in need. It can be an expression of joy and thanksgiving and celebration. It can be a door to confession and forgiveness. It can be a place to find guidance and wisdom. Yet many of us, myself often included, sometimes find prayer to be awkward and our prayers to be inadequate. We're not exactly sure when to speak and when to listen. We're not exactly sure what to say or how to say it. The truth be told, many of us find personal prayer to be one of our biggest spiritual challenges, if not one of our biggest weaknesses. And that's okay. Because it's to us that Paul is writing in our scripture for today from Romans 8, verses 26 and 27. There Paul writes, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit intercedes for us with groaning that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit intercedes for us in harmony with God's own will. Some of you may remember the story of U.S. Air Force Captain Scott O'Grady. Captain O'Grady was flying a mission over Bosnia some 20 years ago when his F-16 fighter jet was cut in half by an anti-aircraft missile. Captain O'Grady's plane was shattered. He was forced to eject, and he parachuted to the ground, landing 20 miles behind enemy lines. From the moment of the shootdown, both the U.S. military and the NATO forces in the area began frantically searching for word from the missing pilot. Around the clock, patrols crisscrossed the skies above the area where Captain O'Grady had gone down. They had their radios on. They were listening carefully for any signal from him. They were waiting for any message that would allow them to move into action. And the troops on the scenes weren't the only ones involved. The CIA was called to help as well. They used several of their powerful spy satellites to aid in the search. Two of those were radio satellites to detect electronic transmissions, electronic beacons that were with Captain O'Grady. Two others were visual satellites capable of scanning the Earth's surface from space. Their cameras were used to survey the rough terrain where the fallen pilot was. Finally, after six days of losing their fellow pilot behind enemy lines, An American pilot flying over the crash scene calling for Captain O'Grady heard those fateful words. Basher 52 reads you loud and clear. In a voice weakened by exhaustion of his ordeal, through a little handheld radio with batteries about to go dead, Scott O'Grady repeated that simple message. Basher 52 hears you loud and clear. And then he added, I'm alive. I'm alive. From that simple communication, the full power and might of the U.S. Army, the U.S. military, and NATO troops were set in motion. Just 3.5 hours later, through the coordinated effort of 40 aircraft and untold servicemen and women, Captain O'Grady was plucked from a rocky Bosnian pasture. And in less than an hour after that, he was aboard a U.S. ship in the Adriatic Sea, safe and secure. Weak and exhausted as he was, weak and almost worn out as his radio batteries were, Scott O'Grady's simple call was still enough to get the job done. Not because of its own strength, not because of its own power, but because such an effort was being made to hear him when he called. Literally billions of dollars of equipment was employed, and literally thousands of man hours were invested, all to hear his call, all to make sure that his cries for help would not be missed. By most measures, his message was weak and feeble. But because his listeners were poised and ready and working to hear him, his simple message came through loud and clear, like a trumpet calling the rescue forces into action. So it is with our prayer. As Paul writes in verse 26 of our scripture, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. You see, the real power of prayer is not the strength of our appeal or the precision of our request. The real power of prayer lies in God's readiness to listen and to respond. All the flyovers and all the radio monitors and all the spy satellites trained on Scott O'Grady can't begin to compare with the attention God focuses on each one of us to listen to our prayers. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year, every year of our life, God is ready and waiting and hoping to hear from us. From weak, exhausted cries for help and comfort, to meek and humble offerings of confession, to joyful and thankful shouts of celebration, no matter our circumstances, no matter our obedience or our disobedience, God is always ready, always waiting, always hoping to hear our prayers. And when we're tired, and when we're confused, and when we don't even know how to begin to pray, the scriptures promise us that the Holy Spirit is there. The Holy Spirit is there to intercede for us. Again, Paul says, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us with groaning that cannot be expressed in words. That reminds me of the situation that several people have described for me across the years. They were at home when they began feeling sick. At first, they thought it was nothing to be concerned about. They just felt a little weak. But before they knew it, they began to unravel, and they became lightheaded and unsteady. Realizing they couldn't do anything for themselves, what did they do? They simply picked up the phone and they dialed 911. In an instant, there was a 911 operator on the line, inquiring about their condition. Then hearing the problem, the 911 operator went into action and began interceding for them. While they were still on the line, the 911 operator dispatched a team of paramedics. They sent a police officer to assist. They contacted family members to alert them what was going on, all the while continuing to reassure the person that help was on the way. You might say that the Holy Spirit works as God's super enhanced 911 operator. The Holy Spirit is ready to intercede for us even when we're too overwhelmed or too confused to even know what to ask for. Sometimes all I can manage to pray is, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Yet the Holy Spirit is there to intercede for me, to set in motion all of God's different resources to bring comfort or healing or strength or encouragement or wisdom or forgiveness or guidance or whatever else I may need or others may need. As Paul says, the Father knows our heart and responds with love and compassion as the Holy Spirit intercedes for us in harmony with God's will. In other words, when we feel awkward and inadequate in our prayers, the Holy Spirit is always there to intercede for us. And God is always ready and waiting and hoping to listen and respond. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for this amazing gift of prayer. Thank you for your readiness, your willingness to always be ready to hear our prayers. And thank you for your Holy Spirit who intercedes for us when we are too lost, too confused, too unsure to know what to pray for. Lord, forgive us when we shy away from prayer because we feel inadequate. But instead, teach us to trust in your Spirit and to trust in your love, and to pray without ceasing to you as our loving Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us sing in the wonderful gift of prayer as we sing our hymn of commitment, number 526, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Please stand.
What a privilege to carry.
God is always ready and waiting and hoping to hear our prayers. And the Holy Spirit is always ready to intercede for us when our struggles are too deep and too strong. So let us not shy away from prayer, but open our hearts in prayer that we might experience the fullness of God's power and grace and love. Now go in Christ and go in love, and let your light shine, that others will know God lives because they see him in us. Go in Christ. Go in love. Amen.